Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Good morning. Yes, Home Show Garden Pros, as mentioned, Double Danny, two Dannys. Danny Lunderman is here. He's trying to fix the volume on his headset, which can be blastingly loud sometimes.
Who does that?
Everyone does it. It's popular. It's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like every morning. It's like, hey.
It's like a rock concert.
Yeah. It's like we're here at a rock concert talking about gardening, which if you ever do that, let me tell you, you will get hoarse so fast because there's a lot to talk about when it comes to gardening. And that's why we're here to help. We are a radio show, not a rock concert, thankfully. And we're here to help you with your gardening questions. That is what we do. Our goal is to get advice into your brains, and you can translate that to success in the garden. Houston is a very exciting place to garden. There's ebbs and flows of seasonal change and seasonal weather. There's also just, you know, the deluges, the downpours.
We call it exciting or challenging?
I mean, really, well, you know, exciting.
Okay.
Woo! And also there's the soils.
The challenging part.
Which is an additional whole other layer on top of all that stuff. But it is definitely possible, and it's possible to have incredible rewards. So, Danny here is from the Enchanted team. He's got the hat and the shirt on today. Not making fun of you. It's just great. You look great. And they do a lot of raised beds all over the place. So I've seen a lot of y'all's raised beds.
Got to.
And this is that's the way you unlock the success.
You cannot plant in our ground, not straight. Well, unless it's a tree. You know, trees I'm okay with. But any of the little guys, raised bed.
Raise them up. So, that raised bed could look like landscaping, have rock border up front.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, think about your average landscape that you appreciate. And you're like, hey, that's pretty. Probably sort of a raised bed.
Right.
We're going to explore that a little bit today. Do want to lift up the reason why this show is so incredible. It's not me. Danny, it's you, but it's also other folks. So we have this kind of super team of knowledge specialists, experts, as one might call them.
Knowledge specialist.
Yeah, or experts. I mean, you know, which one do you feel like you are?
I was just trying to process that.
They specialize in knowledge. Okay, so just going to, we're a co-op, right? So we have all these different garden professionals that add to the show. And they come from these incredible garden locations, destination garden centers, beautiful spots that are family-owned and operated, and really just make a great impact in our area. So run through the list here. Up 45, just south of Conroe, north of the Woodlands, is Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, really specializing in natives, beautiful new space. In Kingwood, you got Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens. Two phenomenally special garden centers up there. Kingwood's, you know, almost as lucky as Richmond is because they have two.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, you have Danny representing Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past Louetta. Great spot right there on the feeder. So you can just pull in, very easy access. And then last but not least, of course, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. If you're in Katy and gardening, this is your one spot shop. So really cool stuff. Super cool stuff.
Yes.
You like all those places, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay,
yeah,
great,
sure.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You know, maybe he's like, well, let me tell you the real truth.
No.
Just kidding.
No, we send people to Nelson's all the time.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, that water garden stuff they've got.
No, they got it going on.
They really do. They really do. Yeah, I was, I was at the gardens recently picking out some succulents for a gift for some church members. And selection was great, you know. Yeah. I keep getting told everything's thin. We're having a hard time sourcing. But you guys are working your butts off to get stuff on there. Excuse my language. I know it's a kids' show here. but y'all are working really hard. All of these garden pros are working really hard to keep plants on the shelves. And the new challenge on top of scarcity is summertime.
Oh, yeah.
And so, how's that going? How's everything going?
It's going good. I mean, just a lot of work, you know, trying to keep everything watered. But plant availability is, you know, hit and miss. But usually, you know, if you're patient, we can get it back in a week or two. So yeah. Just, you know, bits and pieces right now.
It's not
a buffet right now.
And that's sort of been the way all this spring.
Uh-huh.
And probably be the way for a good stretch of time.
I would imagine till next summer.
Because people are pushing their plants and they're selling them right when they're ready and they don't have any stock.
Right.
So just keep that in mind as you are planning your projects and trying to get some plants in the ground, is that every single plant that you want on paper, you know, in your dream design may not be available right now.
Yep. Be patient.
But, you know, Danny, there are so many plants.
There are.
And so it's like, okay, you didn't get the Pittosporum you wanted. Like, our bad. Maybe try Clayera. Call me crazy, but pretty much fill the same space in the garden and are uniquely beautiful.
There's plenty of different choices out there. Just got to, you know, be willing to change or be patient, one or the other.
That is absolutely right. Absolutely right. Great call. Great thoughts. Glad you're here. So Danny and I are going to explore some things. You did kind of mention it already, and that's water, you know, watering your plants and how key that is, but also like how sort of it's a little touchy.
Yeah.
So just be aware of it. It's not really like a big sensitive thing at your yard, but like overall, there's a lot of bad stuff happening. And we want to answer your garden calls, your questions. 281-496-5711. That is 281-496-5711. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk to Paul. So this is Home Show Garden Pros.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Nick Koenig. Come see us at Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
So as we talk through this whole day, we're going to talk about soils a lot and how important good soils are, how improving your soil is, how great root health is, because that really is the key to unlocking success.
Foundation.
And compost is this kind of process, this product that helps you get there much, much quicker than almost anything else. So you can compost at your house and make fine compost. What grade do you think the average home composter's making?
I bet not real good.
Yeah.
Just my guess.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I was going to give it a C+, but it sounds like
you're maybe in a C area.
What's cool, though, is there's this company called Moonshot Compost that can take your C-grade material, your food scraps, before you spend any time doing it. And they, mess-free, right, do all the work. You put it in the bucket in your kitchen. You put it outside for them to pick up. They pick it up. They take it to great places like Nature's Way Resources. And then you earn compost back. So you're doing this incredible thing of reducing dependence on landfills, reducing greenhouse gases. And then also then you're getting rewarded by earning awesome Nature's Way Resource compost, which is a lot better than what you can make at home.
Yeah, guarantee you.
And I'm good at making compost at home.
You think you are.
I toot my horn. You know, and like, but Nature's Way compost is basically like 100 times better than my well-made home compost. So anyway, there's a lot that goes into compost, a lot of know-how. Sometimes it's messy. It does attract squirrels and sometimes bugs. I had a lot of lizards on mine. You know what lizards eat.
Everything.
Flies.
You know what they also eat?
Everything else?
Yes.
But they were all over my compost, which means that flies were probably all over my compost. Anyway, Moonshot Compost helps you keep critical healthy nutrients in your yard. Save the space you were going to put a compost bin and just garden there. So anyway, these guys are awesome. They're doing a great job. Now is a great time to get started. So, you know, you can see how clean and easy composting can be. Their website, startcomposting.com. Okay, 281-496-5711. We're talking with Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Danny. Morning.
Good morning.
I was able to save all my citrus, you know, pretty much during the big blizzard.
That's awesome.
And the only one I lost was my lime. And anyway, I did that by volcanoing the mulch. And, of course, now I've waited. Everything is coming back pretty good, and I pruned everything back yesterday. Waiting to the last minute. Do I need to paint the prune cuts? Because some of these are, you know, were pretty good size limbs, you know. Most of these trees were anywhere from 8 to 14 foot.
Mm. I'll let Danny answer that.
I'm indifferent. I probably would not if it was me. There is some wound care products out there, but I don't know. I'm indifferent on that. I don't typically do that. And
I don't either, but that's just, I thought I heard y'all say that here about a month ago, something like that.
You probably need to, main thing is to make sure that the cuts are so the water runs off of
yes.
them.
Yes.
So we don't have like a frying pan and the water just sits up there.
Yeah.
Make sure that angled.
I slanted everything, yes.
Yeah, that's probably the main thing I would do. I don't know if I'd.
Yeah, I was going to say if you've got paint, go ahead and do it, especially if you've got any horizontal cuts.
Yeah.
But if you don't have paint, just make sure you don't have any horizontal cuts. So, all right. Well, Danny, in agreement.
Unanimous.
It's unanimous.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, congrats on your keeping most of your citrus.
It's awesome.
And that volcanoing is that we were talking about doing, building up around that graph line. But should people be volcanoing all the time?
No. No, should not.
Describe to them what volcanoing is and then tell them why it's bad.
It's a volcano around a tree.
No lava, though, folks.
Yeah, no lava. Just a big old berm around the tree, and which is like it saved, you know, a lot of citrus during the freeze because it just keeps the heat down there, but very bad for the trees the rest of the time. So
because it also keeps the moisture.
There's a lot of different things that happen. But you got it. You know, Paul was just saying he just now did it. Hopefully he pulled the mulch away, you know, soon after the freeze.
Right. It sounds like he's saying he's just now getting to, like, cleaning them up.
Right, right.
Tidying it all up, maybe chopping off the big dead part. But, yeah, I was walking by a grocery store. I was on a bike, right, going by this grocery store, and they had just mulched their trees. Not only did it smell so terrible, but everything was like, it was like a triangle from the ground up to the trunk.
Like a volcano?
Yeah, shaped kind of like a volcano. Wait, were you there? Have you seen that place? that is not good for the bark. The bark is not made to have soil contact, and mulch turns into soil.
Yeah, the root flare is what you need to see, and it's kind of hard to maintain that root flare.
Yeah.
But if in an ideal situation, you ought to be able to see that root flare.
I mean, if you're someone who's struggling with this, just like paint your trunk, you know, like seriously, this is a life or death situation.
Market.
If it's a fruit tree, you could be cutting back on your production, on the quality of your fruit. If it's some kind of other tree, an oak tree, you can vastly increase the number of acorns by doing this, and it's problematic.
Yeah, you bet.
And then the tree's less healthy. Anyway, excellent public service announcement. Thank you, Paul, for bringing that up. We kind of only talk it when anybody brings it up, but I really appreciated what you said, Danny, about not cutting diagonal cutting.
Yeah.
Would say a little bit more about that. I mean, I think the idea is there, but it's like people think, oh, you just get out there and cut it.
Well, yeah, you're just trying to keep the water from sitting on top of it. And also watch when you're cutting those, if Paul's still listening, make sure you don't tear the bark. Mm. So when you cut a branch off and it rips as you
Yeah.
The branch falls and it rips down further. Now you're making that wound even twice as big.
Right.
So
right.
You need to minimize the size of the wound, basically.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's good advice. I mean, I still see a lot of citrus.
Oh yeah.
Up and out there. But most people, I think, have taken them down.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still plenty of them, you know, sitting out there. And I don't know if they're waiting for them to come back or what. We still have people in the nursery. Hey, so there's no signs of life on my citrus. Do you think it's dead?
Yeah.
More than likely.
But they're also there where they were 3 weeks ago saying, hey, there's no signs of life on my citrus. Do you think it's dead still? Like,
Not a good situation.
It's hope. You know, it's hope. You know, you give the people hope. 281-496-5711. We got a weekly tradition that we will explore when we come back. Danny Linderman is here from Enchanted Forest to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Time to take out your tomato plants. Hotter nights means you'll only be growing root-eating nematodes and fat caterpillars. We prefer growing your garden and landscape skills with the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
As we discuss solutions to your problems, I also want to point you to incredible places to find those solutions. Our co-op members, obviously wonderful spots. But there's also this place called Southwest Fertilizer. If you haven't been there, it's a really cool spot, actually. It's wonderful. It's at Bissonnette and Renwick Street. And I'm trying to get how to tell you how great it is. There's a few places that do lawnmower repair and servicing. But really not that many. It's very few. And so I love it because you can just take your lawnmower in and they'll service it, get it running, but also sharpen the blade. And honestly, it's like getting a new mower. It's like if you've lost that love and feeling for mowing your lawns, this is like a great way to get it back. And that's just one part of the store. They have a 90-foot tool wall. So you think you know the gardening tools. You go there and you're like, what's this? So, and then a great seed selection, great, you know, herbicide, fertilizer, all that stuff, soil improver selection. They got a great organic corner. It's huge. All the other outdoor stuff like pet and bird food, their birding section is really cool. That's another area where there's like inventions that I'm not aware of yet. Every time I go in there, I'm like, oh, cool. Wow. Anyway, really incredible selection of stuff. It's a big place with a lot of solutions for you. But the best part is their customer service, their personal service that you thought maybe was instinct is alive and well at Southwest Fertilizer. Friendly yard geeks. They love answering your lawn and garden questions, and they love helping you find what you're looking for. If they don't have it, they want to help you find it. So this is what they do. They do a great job kind of serving their clients, serving their customers, serving Houston. Check out their website, southwestfertilizer.com. That is their website. Or you can go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, for information. 281-496-5711. I got Danny Linderman here.
Good morning.
I'm Danny Milliken. Two different people, and we're answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. Gary, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. I have a museum Palo Verde tree that we had bought from a nursery probably 6 years ago or so, and when we bought it, it was pretty big. It was in a 4-foot by 4-foot kind of a container, and had it transplanted, and it had lived and done well till we got to the freeze. And I live on Lake Conroe, so it's a little bit, you know, just north of Houston. And the freeze killed most of the, actually killed all of the limbs, it looked like. We have one stem that does have some new sprigs coming out of that one, I'll call it a leg, I guess. And so the other parts of the tree look totally dead to me. Is it worth cutting off the all of the large dead legs and then trying to save this one and get it to regrow, or is it just not worth the effort to do that?
Yeah, you can try trimming it. It won't hurt anything. I know our Palo Verde at the office did not make it through the freeze, and we're considerably further south than you are, so I'm surprised that yours made it, but I know ours got beat up and it killed it. But if you're patient, it ought to regrow. You'll know a lot. So regardless, you're gonna have to take the dead wood off anyway, right? So go ahead and take the dead wood off, and it the dead wood won't ever come back. And I think if we can get through this summer with that tree, with that stressing out and then just totally dying, then you've got a shot if you're patient with it.
Okay, in cutting it back, I'm going to have to – and it when I say we bought a large tree, it was a large tree. It was a big – pretty big deal to get it transplanted up there. Can I cut it off almost to the ground? And it's pretty big at that point. Or is that going to just damage it to the point that it this leg will not make it?
Well, if it's dead wood – any of the dead wood I'd take off. Like I said, either way, you're going to take that out anyway. So just cut down to back to green wood. Now, where that is going to be the problem. It may be down to the ground, and that's
okay.
So be it.
If I've just got to put another tree in, a kind of a flowering tree like that. I mean, we love that Palo Verde tree because of the green color and the yellow flowers and everything. Is there any other tree like in that kind of a grouping that you would suggest as a replacement?
There's nothing like a Palo Verde. They are pretty. Up there, did you want yellow? I mean, are you stuck on yellow?
No, not on the yellow. I will say this, because it has the kind of green trunkish look on the healthy limbs, the green and yellow looks pretty cool, but I'd go with anything.
You know, Chinese fringe is probably a really, really good tree, cold tolerant. Like I said, you're up north further, so. But Chinese fringe is going to be hard to beat. Vitex is another great tree.
Chinese, what was it you said?
Chinese fringe.
Fringe.
Yes, and white flowers in early spring.
Explosive white bloom.
Yeah, like totally covered up.
But it's a very short season, yeah. 3 weeks, something like that. It's not like if you guys have had this Parkinsonia Desert Museum for a while, that's a great plant. I mean, it doesn't like being overwatered, but it can handle quite a bit of water for a desert plant. And then, you know, we have this kind of really terrible freeze, right? But it's...
Yeah, but I mean, they're further up north. They're more likely to get it than we are.
Yeah. Mimosas are another kind of consistent flowering one, totally different color spectrum, but interesting foliage, interesting growth. Sort of a similar feel because you have the real kind of like feathery, almost ferny leaves.
Airy.
Yeah, airy. Yeah. That's well said.
Yeah. But I don't know.
It was when we bought it, it was probably 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it none of the... In the last 5 or 6 years, none of the cold even
touched it,
bothered it at all. And so I'm almost willing to try another one, put another Palo Verde in there. Buying it that large was expensive, but
sure. So I will say this, Gary, is it's a pretty fast growing tree when you start small. It gets to a point and it doesn't grow that much more, but you know, it can grow 3-4 feet. in a couple months even. And so if you can restore that soil health, I think that your tree may just kind of come back pretty strongly, and you won't need to replace. You'll be able to grow that one back pretty quickly, but it would be taking some steps to remediate soil and provide all the nutrients that it maybe has used up or depleted during this kind of brutal freeze slash flash flood time.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
Thanks, Gary. I do love those trees at Herman Park. That parking lot is filled with them. And, you know, that's cool. It's real soft wood, easy to prune.
Yeah.
I mean, you could prune, like, big branches with just hand pruners.
No, they're a cool tree. I do like them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Gary, thanks for that call. Danny, great answer. Good chat in there. Tons of information just happened. So if you're kind of tuning in just now, the podcast, you know, 28 minutes into the podcast, a lot of good information about Desert Museum. Parkinsonians just came through, and some good replacements if you lost one. 281-496-5711. I got Daniel Linderman here with me. I'm Danny Milliken. We are Home Show Garden Pros.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. We've got the plants for you. We've just gotten through another big rain, so be sure to keep on hand your MicroLife fertilizers, because after rain, it's the best time to fertilize. That rain drives the fertilizer into the soil and activates it at the same time.
Have you considered putting in a disappearing fountain as your backyard project? Adding the sound and beauty of water only enhances your outdoor experience. Literally anything can be made into a fountain. We have the materials and expertise to show you how. You know, a pot is virtually an indestructible addition to your garden. It adds color, height, and texture that never goes away. And using a pot can be in the garden or inside your home.
Nelson has received several big shipments of pottery, and we are fully stocked up, especially in the aqua and cobalt blue colors. Those colors always make plants look greener somehow. Nelson's is located on the west side of Houston, about a half mile north of I-10. You can find us. And now, more answers to your gardening questions with Danny and Danny.
Thank you, Anita, for saying my name first.
No, she was just talking about me.
She clearly said your name first. I did. We both heard it. We both like, oh, look. No, we love Anita. She's doing a great job there at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Incredible stuff. Okay, so we got a tradition here. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Glad you're with us. 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman.
Yes, sir.
Daniel H. Linderman.
C. Not H.
Daniel C. Linderman. I just made up a letter, but then you let the secret out. Is here answering gardening questions. And we love, you know, we love the live questions, right? Paul and Gary, both great questions. Obviously, they got some plants they're concerned with, dealing with. We have other ways to connect. You guys, y'all have a great Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
Doing a great share on the social meds. And I will say your Instagram is also phenomenal.
Good. So, good.
Way to go.
Well, it's not me.
Hey, it takes a village. It takes a village to run a nursery.
I'm not the techie guy.
Not the Trekkie guy. Guy loves Star Trek. No, but great job there. But we also have a Facebook page that we love encountering you on. Every Wednesday we do a Facebook Live. It's kind of like a TV version of the show. And answering gardening questions. We get all the questions from our website, the homeshowgardenpros.com. Two buttons to lift up. Danny knows him. He's heard me talk about him so many times. One of them is the listen button that lets you listen to the show. So if you're like, oh, I need more Danny garden time, just hit that listen button and it'll play the show. And last week's show with Nick did a great job dishing out gardening information then. And then also the button is the ask a pro button. that button sends me an email. Right?
I'm going to start clicking on that a whole bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, hey, should I get a red or blue car? It's like, oh, come on. I don't, what are you like? So every week we lift up the Garden Pro Listener Email of the Week. So we're going to do that special segment right now.
All right.
Are you ready?
I guess.
It's kind of wild, right? Because we're still like talking about the freeze.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We're dealing with these rain, dry thing. I mean, you were saying that you had heard we were looking at 7 to 9 inches this week.
I've heard that.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, I don't know if you know this, but it's hurricane season.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Who knew? Oh, yeah. Everyone, but nobody does anything about it. So that's what this question's about from Joe. Joe says he's read online that magnolias should not be thinned in preparation for hurricane season. And he says true or false, but I followed up with him and said, no, don't prune them. But really, should any tree be pruned for hurricane season?
You know, so I might have a little different school of thought on all this, but surprise. But magnolias want to be forward to the ground naturally.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you start going in there and thinning a magnolia, you're kind of messing up Mother Nature. On oak trees, most people have oak trees as their yard trees,
right? Great job. Nice work.
Everybody has that. So I think selective pruning when they're young is probably more important than when they're old. The problem is you may move into that house after that tree is 30 years old, and now that's what you got.
Right.
So all these trees, I mean, we have a pecan tree at the nursery that's, you know, 250 years old, and I don't think they had many arborists out back then trimming pecans.
I don't think so.
So, and then if you go to the Brazosbin State Park, there's trees out there that are a couple hundred years old.
Their limbs are all the way in the ground.
Beautiful trees. Can't have that in a neighborhood. There's not enough yard.
Sure, right now
those,
space.
Those things take up an acre.
Yeah, but, that's one tree.
Yeah. But, you know, so selective pruning when they're young to get that tree headed in the right direction is probably the most important part. Problem is, you don't always have that luxury. So proper pruning when they're older is probably another thing. Thinning, I'm not a big fan of thinning, but sometimes we got to do that to get grass to grow. So we have a lot of weird things.
A lot of stuff we're already doing to the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can imagine, though, if the tree, the best analogy I got is an umbrella, right?
Right.
For wind. So the tree's branches are made to withstand wind that are coming out towards the tree. Not unlike an umbrella stopping rain. You take out some holes on your umbrella, you thin the umbrella so wind can pass through. Well, then you get all your wind pressure from the inside out, and you lose more limbs that way. Right. There's more damage. It's like you wouldn't make those holes in an umbrella because then you just get soaked when it rained. You know what I mean? It's the same general concept as the tree. Nature has designed that tree to shift and move and withstand wind coming in. And so keep that in mind. And something like a magnolia that's basically just a huge shrub,
right?
Even more so the case.
Yeah.
Like don't deal with it. If you're seeing a bunch of branch dying, that's not a time to prune. That's a time to assess.
Right.
You got to know what's happening before you get up there and start pruning it. So it's a great question. Great question. He did have a follow-up question about his neighbor pruned off half of his tree because it was dropping branches, and she said it was killing her cats. It sounds kind of like cat lady, but it's magnolias don't kill cats, if somebody's wondering that. That's not what they do. But his question was, will that kill his tree? Will doing a bunch of heavy pruning up on one side damage his tree?
Doesn't help it. But, you know, we're putting these plants and these trees in places that they shouldn't be in nature. So we're trying to, you know, put things in a shoebox, and it ain't.
Yeah. Or like on the very edge of a shoebox.
Right, right.
Where you lose your rights to half your tree, basically.
Well, like CenterPoint, when they come in and trim off the power lines, I mean, you'll see those trees and they're just totally one-sided, and they live like that forever until they fall down.
Yeah, till they don't. No, just if you are planting new trees, do look up. You know, do consider how close you are to your neighbor's yard. That is one thing. It's really good. Consider where the power lines are. These are things to consider when you're planting trees. So,
size of the tree.
Yeah. Present and future.
Yeah.
No, if you're planting like the fastest growing tree off the top of my head that gets tall is like a Japanese, I mean, a Pakistani mulberry.
Right.
So you want to like, this seems like a cool tree. You've seen mulberries around town. They're all, you know, 15 feet tall. Well, this one gets 40 feet pretty quickly. All of a sudden, you're up on the power lines. That will always get cut down over and over. It drops a bunch of mulberries. And if you plant it on your neighbor's property fence line, you will have a sheared half of your tree all the time. Keep it in mind. The neighbors are doing what's best for them, which is totally fine. You maybe do what's best for the tree and pull it back 15 feet from the fence. You can always put a lot of cool bed around it, you know, something like that.
Yep. Always plan ahead. Don't just pick up a tree and plop it in the ground because it's not going to work out good.
That's very true. Very true. 281-496-5711. Joe, thanks for the email of the week. Good job. We're going to keep on answering your gardening questions here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Summer crops are tasty crops, sweet potatoes and black-eyed peas. They give cover to your garden, which means less work in the summer heat. We've got you covered here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We continue to mention health of plants. So that when the Parkinsonia, we had that Parkinsonia discussion and the citrus discussion, you want to bring these trees back. You need great soil. There's no better soil than Nature's Way Resources Organic Leaf Mold Compost. This is a great way to get your gardens going, your landscaping going, your trees healthy. The leaf mold compost is made slowly and organically, no dyes, no chemicals, which may surprise you if you get a truck full of it because it's so dark. It's like so dark, dark brown. Long composting, which is what they do, kills weed seeds, kills pathogens, right? So it's great because you don't get a bunch of weed seeds pop up when you use it, which sometimes does happen with other composts. So they don't smell bad, which is awesome. Real compost should smell good. It should smell kind of like forest. And so this is just good stuff, you know. It's going to be very nitrogen rich because of all the bacterial life in it. And it's also going to be super carbon rich. So it's got these two fundamental elements that have to be part of your soil to have success. That's why successful gardeners add the original leaf mold compost to feed their plants, boost production, bigger fruits, better tasting everything. So get a bag this weekend, you know, try it out. Put it around a tree, you know, put it around a plant, see what happens. Maybe some experimentation. I don't know. You got two peaches, put this on one of them. Just see. Y'all know that I'm like, hey, what should I do about my lawn or my trees or my garden? And I'm like, put compost on it. Like literally every time, because professionally, that has been what has worked, right? Over and over and over. And Nature's Way makes such great compost that we're always confident that if you choose their compost, you will have success. A lot of people want to save some bucks and go with a much worse compost, and the results are much worse. So Nature's Way compost, Nature's Way Resources, original leaf mold compost. Ask for it by name. Look for it in the bag. You can buy it bulk up there, but it's available at all the Home Show Garden Pro nurseries or all over the place. You can check out where they've got it at our Nature's Way page on homeshowgardenpros.com. Really good stuff. Have you ever used Nature's Way Resources compost?
A few times.
Cool. All right, great. And did it kill anything?
It didn't kill anything, no.
Oh, great.
Surprise, huh?
Super, yeah.
No, Nature's Way is great.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
It is good stuff. You guys do a lot of landscaping.
Right.
As part of the Enchanted's role, and it is hard to grow veggies.
Oh, yeah.
It's just hard to...
Well, it's not hard.
No, it's not hard.
Good soil.
If you start with good soil. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's not hard.
It's not hard at all.
It's not hard. If you don't start with good soil, it is nearly impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, all these new gardeners out there, we love you so much. Glad you're joining the gardening ranks. But if they're not starting with good soil...
Compost. Key to success is compost. And every time you plant that garden, every season... Just recompost.
Just refresh.
Yep.
That's the refresh button. That's the Control-Alt-Delete for the garden, is adding a couple bags of really good compost. So it's just good stuff. Okay. Danny and I were looking at Danny Linderman's here, by the way. I'm Danny Milliken. We're both Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Which is nice. Hey, Danny. So we were looking at the weather for the week, and looks like rain.
Looks like it.
And last time it rained 10 inches in a week, I saw some of your sprinklers going.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're naughty. So turn your sprinklers off.
I haven't had mine on since, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Just, you know, just go ahead and go out there and just turn them off.
Yeah, I mine have been off. I did some replanting early in the spring after the freeze. Had to water that stuff in, and then it's been off ever since. I have not turned it back on.
That's great. Yeah, I continue to water my veggie beds every once in a while.
I hand watered it.
Yeah, me too. Not a sprinkler situation. Yeah. But it's as needed, too. It's if it rained an inch yesterday, I do not need to water today. So, in fact, that's a good way to ruin my tomatoes. So, what are some other kind of watering warnings that people need to do? I mean, we're really saying, like, go ahead to, if you have an irrigation system, go ahead and just turn it off.
I would seriously consider turning it off. So, I'm sure everybody's been watching California and everybody on the that end of the country.
Right.
The water is becoming very short supply. And heck, that same thing could happen down here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just because we're getting plenty of rain and the rivers are all full right now, next year it might not be that way. So we need to, you know, plan in advance.
Yeah.
I mean, make your plants go to work now, right? So turn down that irrigation some. Let them develop a heavier, you know, better root system.
Challenge them.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
always
great.
Always my analogy for that is it's like kids. Right? If you do everything for a kid all his life, he will never move out of the house.
Right. And then they will move out when they're 35 because you made them, but they'll sue you.
Yeah, right, right. There you go.
So that's a hard thing. It's a great analogy. I mean, the idea of doing hard things and the character building that happens is not like some mystical emotional thing.
Right, right.
This is like proven in nature over and over and over.
Mother Nature wants all the plants to live, and we're over there trying to drown them.
Yeah, replace Mother Nature.
Yeah,
that's right. We're trying to, drown them. That's hilarious.
You got to help. You got to help the plants get started, but after that, you need to go to work.
What I'm hearing Danny say is, Mother Nature wants her plants to leave. You're trying to drown them, so she's coming for you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't want to get too dark here. 281-496-5711. Talking gardening. Danny Linderman, Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be right back.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
We get the great chance now to talk about MicroLife. Danny, what's one of your favorite MicroLifes?
Oh, they all are. The citrus is probably one of my favorite ones.
You know, I like that you said that.
Well, thanks, Danny.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, so the citrus got beat up this year. So if you had a citrus that survived it, you better be taking care of it.
Here's how much we believe in that product. Post-freeze, just post-freeze, people are like, what should I do? And I'm like, and you're like, keep acting like it's normal. Fertilize with the citrus fertilizer and like water your plants a little bit here and there. Like you would normally do it depending on the weather. And the people that did that saw a lot of their plants coming back. I mean, my whole kumquat almost fully was leaves up at the top and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like it It is wonderful. MicroLife is incredible because it's really focused on soil health, on feeding the microbes in the soil. So it's adding food for those living entities, but it's also adding a ton, what is it here? Billions of beneficial microbes.
Billions.
Billions to the soil. And then also the minerals and the nutrients to feed those things. What that does is that creates this life cycle. And, you know, if you think of manure as a positive product for the soil that you have to compost over months, well, microbes make manure that's already ready to compost. Just think that. Think of that. You got these billions of beneficial microbes that are nitrogen rich. They're making little microbe manure down in the soil. And MicroLife's big job is to make it better and better and better. So you want to get a jump on this summer. You want to build resilience in your lawn. You want to fight off fungal problems and insect problems. Better soil is the way you do that. So they have a great product, citrus, obviously, for your fruit trees. But they have a great product right now that I would strongly encourage you to use, and is the Humates Plus. So just everywhere, Humates Plus, open up the soil, improve drainage in your soil, help the plants do what Danny's talking about, and that's deeper roots and build resiliency. And, you know, you'll just see a happier plants post-summer stress. It's kind of what you'll see. Also, it won't kill you, your kids, or your pets, which seems like a nice perk to me.
That's handy.
Especially knowing that some other pesticides and chemical fertilizers like are bad for them. It's like not a choice. Anyway, MicroLife fertilizers, completely safe, work incredible, all about healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. This is really good stuff. If you want to ask more people, talk to your neighbors. Some of them use it, you know? So good stuff. So look for MicroLife at your favorite garden pro location. For more details, visit microlifefertilizer.com. So, you know, MicroLife's good stuff. We did get a Facebook message. I receive messages. And the question from Mario is, which fertilizers are best used for St. Augustine grass? So we're not continuing the MicroLife read. This is a whole different question. But today, right now, what are you using, Danny?
So 624.
Nice, yeah.
Is it all-purpose?
Just keep that in the toolbox at all
times. If you want to get a little bit faster green up, you could use the hybrid. But 624 is usually our go-to, you know, unless there's a problem with the yard, right?
Yeah.
So, but 624 is hard to beat, and you can use it on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you can use it in your veggies, trees. So today, though, with the rain that looks like it's coming, are you putting some down?
I would not be putting it down today.
Yeah.
If I'm probably going to be doing the brown patch.
Yeah, yes.
When I do put it down. But I probably would not be putting it down. And I haven't been keeping up with the weather a whole bunch. But if it's true about the 7 to 9 inches,
yeah,
I'd probably wait until after this went by.
And we've been telling you guys that fungal problems are going to be huge. They're still compacted soils. We got this freeze, so the grass all grew way too fast. We've had these heavy rains. We haven't had a bunch of light little rains that have dried up. It's been heavy, brutal rains. And so that MicroLife brown patch, absolutely.
Yeah,
so
everybody needs to start thinking about that.
But listen to what Danny's saying, though. You want to wait till the rain's over. Don't do it right before the rain. Do it right after.
Right.
That's good advice. What's happening at Enchanted Forest?
Well, we're trying to beat the heat.
Oh, yeah. Take that heat.
Staying in the shade. Got big old nice pecan trees out there, so that makes it nice. Breeze coming through there. Works out good. But, you know, keeping everything watered and maintained and trying to have a good time and focus on the plants.
It's a wonderful place to go. Y'all do have great shade. And, you know, if you got a dry moment in this next week, you know, looking at highs of 88, stuff like that, pop in, get some plants. They'll all be freshly watered.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, Danny's here. I'm here. We're Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. I'm going to say it one more time for your listening pleasure. 281-496-5711.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Summer rain taps at my window.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, answer your gardening questions. We got a lot of lawn talk this morning. We're going to keep that going with Bob Patterson, the yard geek from Southwest Fertilizer. And here's this question. This weed is taking over my St. Augustine lawn. Oh, by the way, this question's from Jim. His big question is, what is it and what can I do to kill it?
Well, Jim, you have a couple things in there. And, of course, I do see your St. Augustine is your base. And it looks like I see some dollar weed in there. Also looks like some chickweed, and of course those are common weeds here in the Houston area, and you are getting it pretty thickly, especially in this picture that you send me. I don't know how much of your yard it's overtaking, but hopefully it's not that big of an area. Organically, we can treat those weeds that I mentioned with Agrilon crabgrass killer. Now that is an organic powder that we sprinkle on very lightly on that area. You wet the weed first and then sprinkle it on, and it smells like cinnamon toast, so it's very organic and it does a pretty good job. It will not hurt your St. Augustine grass if you use it properly, so that's a good organic solution. And if we need to attack it a little stronger and we want to be careful with this, you can use a product called Weed Free Zone. Now, we can use that up to 90 degrees, and as you are looking at the thermometer, it's being 90 on a regular basis. So we're going to have to be very selective on which days we do that, or, hate to say this, if the weeds are so severe like that, we might have to hold off until the fall to do a good treatment. I do not like to spray any kind of weed killer when it's severe heat, so let's be very careful with that. The crabgrass killer, Magrolon crabgrass killer, should be a good solution for you, and that would work. That's my suggestion to you. I think that'll eradicate all those weeds that are in your St. Augustine grass right now. Folks, if you have another question, just like Jim did, or if you have a weed problem or just a plant problem, feel free to bring it by Southwest Fertilizer with a picture or a sample. We'll be glad to take a look at it. Lots of yard geeks on staff. Or if you'd like, send your picture and your question in, just like Jim did, to YardGeek@HomeShowGardenPros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At HomeShowRadio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.